welcome back for part two of our Man of Steel Justice League special.
Which I guess let's move on to Justice League, because I think that's
a fair stat, fair thing. So
because that's the question: is Justice League now? Should DC continue what they're doing with Man of Steel and Dark Knight Rises, or should they try and mimic what the Avengers does with making this huge universe? You know, that makes sense. Where, you know, this something that's totally that you escape to.
Well, first of all, I think a lot of it is going to. A big factor in making that kind of decision is going to be the success of Man of Steel.
Absolutely.
And the both critical reception and, you know, and box office. Mm-hmm. And because, I mean, all eyes are turned on Man of Steel right now. It's really kind of it's really an interesting point. It's going to be compared to all the new Marvel movies. It's going to be compared to the Dark Knight Rises trilogy. Or the Dark Knight trilogy, it's going to be compared to past Superman movies, and it has a lot right now that where it has to kind of fit in to all of this. And if they can do it well, and I'm getting more and more optimistic that it's possible. At first, I didn't think it was even possible, but if they can do it right, then it might play into a big cinematic universe similar to Marvel.
Well, speaking of that, it's interesting because I guess Zack Snyder originally denied Man of Steel having anything to do with the Justice League movies. That is just going to be its own thing, its own universe. But then, a few months ago, this was back in... This is actually November 26th. So, when he was asked about... Man of Steel's tie to the Justice League, he said, "I don't know how Justice League is going to be handled, but Man of Steel exists and Superman is in it. I don't know how you'd move forward without acknowledging that." And then he said, when he asked how it would fit into the larger universe, he said, "How can I answer that? I can't really say anything to that because that's a big spoiler. I will say, yeah, they trust me to keep them on course. Sounds like we could be," and the person in that, "sounds like we could be looking a superhero cameo in Man of Steel." A superhero cameo in Man of Steel. So it seems like they're kind of playing with that waters a little bit and making Man of Steel part of the Justice League. And, of course, we also hear the rumors were that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was going to be the Justice League, play Batman, even make a cameo Man of Steel as long as another character from the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yes.
So...
Warning, this section may contain a few spoilers if you have not seen The Dark Knight Rises yet.
If you haven't, why are you even listening to this podcast?
It's too late. You deserve to get it spoiled.
Yeah,
yeah. All spoiler alerts have expired.
So, and that's because, of course, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's reps have denied that's the case. But who knows if that's true? You know, of course, we had Marion Cotillard deny that she was going to be Talia al Ghul, and that was a big lie. So.
Totally, yeah.
Well, if they don't deny it, then people are just, they're going to expect it more. And
it's going to go run with it.
It's actually, it's okay for them to deny these kind of things, because then it legitimately, like, you know, can catch people off guard.
It's
still
true.
So.
But is that smart, though? Do you want Joseph Gordon-Levitt to make a cameo in Man of Steel? And do you want, therefore, to tie the Dark Knight trilogy with the Man of Steel and potentially with the Justice League? Is that a smart move?
See, this is tough, because I personally, I love Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I think he's a fantastic actor. I think he would make a fantastic Batman. I'm all in favor of Batman showing up in The Man of Steel, making a cameo, doing something to kind of tie it into the larger universe. But I don't think I'm a fan of actually having Joseph Gordon-Levitt take over as John Blake being Batman.
See, I feel the same way. Part of my favorite interactions with the Justice League and with Superman is Batman as Bruce Wayne.
Yes. Batman and Superman, they're two different. They're both great superheroes, but they're two very different superheroes.
Yeah. And it's Bruce Wayne as Batman that contributes to that.
It would seem pretty messed up if you had Justice League without Bruce Wayne as Batman.
Exactly.
And that would confuse a lot of people. I think people are going to, at this point, they're going to get confused no matter what. If you have Bruce Wayne back and it's not...
Christian Bale,
it's going to completely throw people off. But then if you have John Blake in as Batman, anyone who hasn't seen The Dark Knight or doesn't realize that it's not connected, it's going to completely throw them off.
But yeah, it's I think it's a huge gamble here, because for those reasons, and that's the thing too is, my fear is if the Justice League totally tanks, I don't want the Dark Knight trilogy associated with it.
Right.
I love the fact that the Dark Knight trilogy is standing on its own and being done.
Yes.
And just leaving the imagination of what happened to John Blake afterwards. I don't know if I want to connect it. But they did have a little thing, you know, like Batman Beyond or something with was mentioning like, yeah, Bruce Wayne came back and trained me, gave me all of his gadgets. That'd be pretty cool. Or at least explain that, because that was a big issue too, is, well, how does John Blake become Batman? Because he's not wealthy. He's just some beatnik cop. He, you know, wasn't trained by the League of the Shadows, so maybe they'll kind of tie in those loose ends towards the end. But
well, one thing I will say about it is that it is kind of that would be a like a comic book move. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, like mm-hmm. just comic books. They people take over superhero personas all the time. You know,
yeah.
different secret identities. That happens a lot in yeah. comic books, and somehow it's become, you know, standard procedure.
Yeah.
And
so, you know, Dick Grayson took over Batman when Batman died in Final Crisis.
Yeah. Right. Well, and I mean, every obviously not Superman, but
the Flash, Green Lantern, they've all died and come back.
Yeah.
To
yeah,
times.
Yeah, yeah.
So you had
yeah.
Wally for a little bit, then Barry came back, and you had Hal Jordan and Kyle and other people.
Yep.
Right. And so, I mean, that is, it happens in comics. Mm-hmm. So why not in movies inspired from comic book heroes? But the other thing I will say is that I think the biggest problem with trying to pull something like this is that it would all be afterthought. You know,
mm-hmm.
With the Marvel Cinematic Universe, one of the most awesome things about it is that it was all, you know, planned out and worked together beforehand. You know, they didn't just throw together the Avengers once they had a few successful superhero movies. They built it up, you know, they built all their origin stories that they needed and then capped it off with the Avengers. And this would kind of be the opposite, you know, just an afterthought. Oh, we had this awesome Batman trilogy. It was never meant to lead into Justice League or to do anything like that, but since it was so successful, let's throw Joseph
yeah,
Gordon-Levitt
pull
in there.
It in, yeah.
Yeah. Here's Man of Steel. That, you know, and that works. And, I mean, are they going to, like, do you think, would they have Ryan Reynolds as Hal Jordan in
as the redheaded stepchild of...
I mean, like, well, which actually I don't think would be as bad as it could be, because
no.
Hal Jordan wasn't the
bad problem.
Thing. Wasn't
no.
the problem.
I thought Ryan Reynolds did a great Hal Jordan in person.
Yeah. Well, the story about how he corrected the oath is just
fantastic.
Just awesome, yeah. But anyway,
but
I think that's the real problem with this idea is mm-hmm. that it would all be done just because the Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy was so successful.
On.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, it almost would make logistical sense because they already have a very successful franchise, and they have Man of Steel, and both of them have the same, again, they're very different, but they have the same idea of being relatable to us as moviegoers. So it does make sense to have those as springboards for the Justice League, because you don't have to start over or start the Justice League and then do the similar movies on top of that, but you already have this thing established. And you also look at Arrow. I mean, the new TV show is CW. I mean, they're definitely also kind of going for that relatable realism type aspect as well. And of course, we've got a Wonder Woman movie show that's coming out. So you're already kind of, it almost is that they're building this universe. And I think the interesting thing too, as well, is I think it would only work is if Nolan or Goyer oversaw the whole thing like Joss Whedon is doing with the Avengers. Because if you have someone else take control, I think they could definitely just destroy this thing, this universe that's created, where I think if Goyer or Nolan, who've already worked on the other ones, could kind of keep it going and make sure it all fits, if that makes sense.
It does. I think I disagree, though.
What? That's the reason why you're here, right?
That's right. No, I definitely think there does need to be somebody to spearhead it, to run it. But I'm not sure that just hitting a reset button isn't the right approach. You've got this great trilogy. Now you've got the Man of Steel coming out. Just hit the reset button. Start brand new. Take it, you know, get someone else who has just as good of realism, just as good a director, but can bring a whole new fresh style, whole new approach, separate it out, and just make it something new.
Now, I love that idea, but here's another problem with that.
Go ahead. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Well, no, I think you're right. So I think that I don't think that they can build off of what they have, at least with Batman.
Yes.
Possibly Man of Steel. We haven't seen it yet.
Right.
But with Batman, I don't think they can just take Christopher Nolan's Batman and just throw him into the Justice League.
No.
There's lots of levels on which that doesn't work, in my mind.
See, I agree with you on that as well, and that's my biggest hiccup.
But no one wants to see another Batman origin movie to get ready for the Justice League.
I agree 100%. I think you need more of a Tim Burton approach. We can reintroduce Batman, but not have to go through the whole origin again.
If they do that, then I guess I'd be fine with it. But, I mean, it's still not going to measure up to the Avengers because it didn't have, you know, all of this foundation that was specifically for the movie.
Well, I don't think it has to. I think it needs to serve a completely different purpose. I think they need the Justice League to be Marvel's Phase 1, where Marvel took all the different individual movies, did all these origin stories, and then brought them all together. I think the Justice League needs to be an origin story.
Because that's the thing, too, is, you know, I know a lot of people, even if they hadn't seen any of the pre-Avenger movies or the Phase 1 movies, you could still really enjoy the Avengers.
Right.
And that's the thing, too, is the pre-Avenger movies were kind of hit and miss. I mean, I loved Thor. I loved Iron Man. Iron Man 2 was bad. Captain America left me a little bit to be desired.
A little lackluster.
I liked the Hulk a lot, but then you still have Mark Ruffalo replace Edward Norton. And so, you know, it was great, but it wasn't essential to the success of the Avengers. For the general, I think for those comic book fans, it was great, but for the general population, people, you know, I know a lot of people who saw the Avengers without seeing Thor or without seeing.
That's the most common
Captain
one
America.
I hear is people have never seen Thor
or Captain America.
Yeah, and they still love the Avengers.
So
there are also people who hadn't seen those that were confused by things like where the hypercube came from.
The cube front, yeah. And you definitely lose a lot. So I mean, I think a lot of that would have to fall into story structure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unlike the Avengers, it would actually have to have a story.
Well, speaking of story structure, I think this is going to really kind of tell us whether Nolan or Man of Steel or anything like that really can fit into the Justice League. Because supposedly it's been leaked by Latino Review. Again, spoiler alert.
Latino Review is usually really good when it comes to comic book movie news. They nailed a lot with the Iron Man movies and the Avengers. They were the first to report Thanos.
Yeah.
So they're usually pretty spot on when it comes to stuff.
And so I think this is going to be, and this is why I almost have a hard time believing that Joseph Gordon-Levitt's going to be Batman or make a cameo in Batman. But basically, Darkseid is going to be the villain in the Justice League movie. It's going to be basically based upon Justice League of America issues 183 to 185. And when you read the synopsis of what this is about, it's just like, whew. I mean, it's not
crazy
relatable.
Over the top,
it's
galaxy
like,
running.
Yeah, basically, you know, it deals with Earth 1 and Earth 2, and several members of the Justice League and Justice Society are abducted by the transmatter to New Genesis, home of the New Gods. The New Gods seek their aid after the remaining populace of New Genesis. Basically, you know, New Genesis and Apocalypse kind of relate to each other. The evil world has New Genesis counterpart, and they reveal that Apocalypse's new allies are members of Earth 2 and Justice Society. These heroes split up into teams composed of one JLA member, one JSA member, one New God each, and basically from New Genesis, and speed up to various locales to undo the Apocalypsians' evil, only to discover that their ultimate plan is revival of their late leader, Darkseid. So when you talk about like Earth 1 and Earth 2 and New Genesis and Apocalypse, I mean, it's everything that's not Nolan's universe.
Doesn't sound like a reset.
No. It's definitely a totally different direction than what we've seen in the DC universe up to this point.
Well, that's a big problem, too, is not the fact you have Darkseid. You're going to have Darkseid coming out the same summer as Avengers 2. So you're going to have Darkseid and Thanos
going against each other. After Avengers 2. So you are going to be compared to that.
And Thanos is the Marvel equivalent of Darkseid.
Exactly.
So How, I mean, again, I mean, maybe Man of Steel might work because, again, you have the fact that Superman's an alien.
Right.
And you have Zod.
You see alien ships. So, yeah. I mean, obviously, it's going to go extraterrestrial in the very beginning.
Yeah.
But I think this is a horrible idea.
I don't like it. Again, I think the fact's going to be too compared too similar to the Avengers 2. And that's not what you want.
I think it's too big in scope to be the initial movie. Kickoff.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, we were just talking about how you know, they'd probably want to have an origin movie for the Justice League rather than build up all these origin, like, individual origins, and that does not sound like an origin movie.
Yeah, you're dealing with all this galactic stuff, plus all of these new superheroes that haven't had movies in forever, if they've ever had one, and now you're trying to combine all that together and make it knowledgeable for the common fan. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. And that's the weird thing that I think is really odd, too, though, is that when people ask Nolan about the Justice League and his involvement with the Justice League, or about Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he doesn't really give a solid no answer. And so, even though it's so big in scale, and obviously it's going to be all that stuff, I think basically the premise is that they're going to be going against Darkseid.
Right.
But how's it going to work? Because the way with Nolan does things, I mean, said when asked about Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he basically just said, oh, I can't answer that, you know, as he smiled and all that stuff. Which, that doesn't say no. And then with the Justice League, he basically, all he said was, he didn't say no, he just said, well, I'm done with the Dark Knight Rises trilogy, or the Dark Knight trilogy. And so, I almost am really fearful of, if it's about Darkseid, which I have initial concerns about, I'm also extremely fearful if Nolan takes it on, because as much as I love Nolan, I don't know if that's the right approach. The way he approaches these comic book movies is the right approach with dealing with someone like Darkseid or right. with all this other stuff. You know, if he oversees it or produces it and gives it to someone else, maybe. But I think he's going to need, if he's going to produce it, I want Goyer on it as well. Because Goyer has the knowledge of the comic book mythos and right. with the DC mythos to make it work, I guess you could say.
Yeah, which Nolan, as good of a director as he is, that's not his strong suit. It wasn't being faithful to the comics. He took
it was
the
Jonathan Nolan and
then was able to tie realism into that.
Yeah, and it was with Goyer and Jonathan Nolan who gave him the comic book resources and gave him, you know, helped him with that.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people give Nolan credit, but if it wasn't for his brother and for Goyer, I don't think the Dark Knight trilogy would have been what it was.
No.
So.
I agree. I mean, you look at his villains in the Dark Knight trilogy, and they're all, you know, really realistic human things, very non-comic book super villains.
I mean, definitely stretch out. Like, most people won't walk around with makeup on their face or with anesthetic on their face, but it's not, you know, Joker didn't fall into a vat of chemicals and Bane wasn't this, you know, luchador mask with the venom, you know, making him stronger and whatnot.
Right, but they felt real.
Yeah.
They felt like real people, and that's in part because of Christopher Nolan's vision and his touch on it, also because of the awesome acting that went into each of them. But it's really hard to imagine Christopher Nolan taking on a very, very comic book villain like Darkseid.
Yeah. See, I think the Justice League would work if you have a central villain, something like a Lex Luthor, who then brings in the more physical aspects, someone that Superman and Wonder Woman, all these powerful people could fight, and then introduced all the different characters that way.
Yeah.
And then almost kind of do a reverse Justice League, or a reverse Avengers, where you had Samuel Jackson running around selecting different Avengers. You have someone playing Lex Luthor recruiting different villains, and that can tie all the stories together.
Mm. See, I would love, again, Tower of Babel. I've said this before, but Tower of Babel or Doom, which is the
animated movie
of Tower of Babel. Tower of Babel, where what better way to introduce the characters than have Batman know about all these different guys, know how to defeat them, and then someone like Lex Luthor, of course I know they had Ra's al Ghul or
Vandal Savage.
Savage in the animated movie, basically hack in to figure that out. And what better way to introduce all the characters than to have them basically fight each other in a sense.
You can briefly see their origins. You can learn their weaknesses. You can know that. And you can do it in the context of a larger story where it doesn't seem forced.
And it's grounded.
Yes.
I mean, if that's the influence they're going to do, and if it was Nolan, then I'd be like, okay, this is great. But Again, as you said, how do you have something like Darkseid fit into the way Nolan does things? I don't know if it's going
to
work.
Now, it could be, like, I mean, he could be trying to reach out, you know, and add more variety to his
That's true.
Stuff. But, I mean, and again, he's an old guy. Well. He's not an upcoming director here. He's not trying to make a name for himself anymore.
At Warner Brothers, he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem to fit, like doesn't seem to fit where he's at.
Yeah.
So I don't, honestly, like, I think it's weird that, I think it's weird even that he's doing Man of Steel. Producing Man of Steel, it seemed to me the feeling that I had, like, while he was doing the Batman trilogy, was that it was going to, you know, this is his foray into the comic book world, and when he was done, he was going to go back to doing his weird, you know, mind benders that he likes to do. But I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do in the future. But it's...
yeah, and a part of me almost just doubts that he is going to be involved in the Justice League. He's been so successful with Warner Brothers. It would be really dumb of them for them not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, unless he's writing on the script, which it doesn't sound like he is,
no,
I don't want him producing it.
I could see maybe being just some sort of creative consultant.
Yeah.
But as far as real control, I don't think it's where he wants to be.
Yeah.
And in spite of all the money they will back up to his house to try and get him to do it.
The guy doesn't even own a cell phone or email address, so I doubt money is a huge thing for him for all his toys. So,
yeah.
But, I'm going to say these rumors aren't true. I think they're just getting us excited.
That's huge.
Yeah. But
I think they are true, and I think it's not going to be to their benefit.
All right. What do you think, Tim?
I don't think the Justice League movie is going to happen.
This is going to be the most epic summer ever with the Avengers 2 and Justice League and Star Wars 7.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I mean, they've tried it. They've tried to do it before, and it's never
panned out.
It's never panned out, and I just don't think that they have enough to go on here yet. I think that they really are working on it, and that there are probably people involved with the project that do think it's going to happen, but I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah.
Now, would you drop the $10.50 to go see it when it comes out?
Well, I mean, we haven't even seen trailers or anything yet, but yeah, I would go see it.
I would go see it as well just because I'm a huge Justice League fan, but...
even if it's horrible.
Yeah.
All spandex costumes.
Yeah.
I'd still be there just for the event.
Exactly. And
you'd be in a spandex costume?
You better believe I would. I'd wear my Robin costume. It's like, you know, the Burt Ward where I've got the short shorts and the elf shoes. It'll be awesome.
It's not short shorts. It's actually like a Speedo type thing.
Hey, and I'm all right with that. When you have a body like this, people ask you to cover up.
But yeah, it'll be interesting. I really hope they don't try and copy I hope they do their own thing. I hope it doesn't copy the Marvel formula, and then I'll be happy. But we'll see. So, but any other last thoughts regarding Man of Steel or Justice League before we end? All right. So, well, that's it for everybody. And hopefully we either enlightened you or had some things to think about regarding Man of Steel or the Justice League. Again, now that we've had this, I think once more news comes out, then we'll mention with our regular podcast. But
yeah, if you like what we've said, if you hate what we've said, if you disagree, if you like it, leave something in the comments, leave it on our Facebook page, our Twitter account, all of the above. Let us know what you think. We want to hear from you. We want to know how you feel about all this.
Exactly. And so thanks for listening. And thank you, Tim, for joining us on this podcast. So
no problem.
We really appreciate it. And see you next time. Say the happy viewing.
Thanks for joining us in part 2 of our Man of Steel Justice League special. We hope you enjoyed it. Come back next time for another episode of Between the Reels.